around, then you can show me off too.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner of cocaine.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink.
My drink.
It made me lie.
Lie.
Steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine.
More cocaine.
Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Tune in every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music.
Hey there! This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you are now rocking with the best. 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Bells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's I Am Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians aged 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians aged 15 years and older experienced verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
I like Star Trek.
Yeah, cool. Cool. Awesome.
I love The Lord of the Rings.
Great.
Great, yeah.
I'm into obscure 1950s atomic monster movies.
Okay. Sure.
I really enjoyed the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles.
We can work with that. Here at the UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, we accept everyone. We have weekly movies, game nights, and the largest non-academic library at UBC. Come by our club room, 3206D in the Nest. It's a great place to eat lunch, hang out,
and procrastinate.
Check out our Facebook group, UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, to find out what's going on.
Beppy Chris Band presents... Difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up / collage, and a general Chris Band weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
All right. What's up, everybody? You are listening to Radio Zero, coming directly to your ears via the World Wide Web and also via the FM frequency modulated radio waves coming out across the Lower Mainland area. It's 2 o'clock, it's Friday. We are also broadcasting to you from the UBC campus, which is, of course, on unceded Musqueam territory, commonly known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Cam. Tyler's not in today. He will be here next week. Also, we have a special guest next week, Daniel Rincon of Nap and other fames is going to be in. We got music straight through from here till 3:30, at which point Beppe Crespin is going to be taking over for Nardwar today. Nardwar's at South by Southwest doing what he does best. So, yeah, you got me from now until just about 3:30. And I guess we're going to start real quick. Start with a couple of shout-outs. First of all, shouts out to Pacific Rhythm Fam. Shouts out to RJ5K. Shouts out to Tyler Fedchuk, if you're listening. Shouts out John Burgess. Shouts out to LA. What's up? Shouts out to Izzy. Shouts out to Aaron. Shouts out to Killer Mike. Shouts out to Bernie Sanders. But also, shouts out to the photo studio currently tuned in. What's up, everybody? And shouts out to World's Sexiest Dad. Yeah, you heard me right. We hear you. We see you, John Hennessy. Shouts out. Stay locked. And hopefully you're going to be enjoying the rest of the afternoon with us. Let's start with an old one. This is Robert Wyatt. And I'll peep in on you a couple of times over the course of the next hour and a bit. And maybe we'll do a couple more shouts out or something like that. We'll do some events listing. But before we start tonight, it's your turn, number 14, Voisky, playing along with 1-800 Hate Street. Don't miss it. Location TBA. If you don't know, ask around. But it's the one to see. What else? Tonight, Ice Cream Social at the Cobalt. Come check it out. You want guest list, hit me up. PM me on Facebook. I'll set you up. What else? You know what? We'll do a couple more shouts out. Let's shout out everybody in the studio currently. Candace, what's up? Elise, what's up? Scott, what's up? I'm not sure who else is in there. Chris, maybe? Maybe Chris, what's up? If I forgot anybody, text me and I'll shout you out. Yeah, anyway. Okay, what were we saying tonight? Cobalt, Ice Cream Social, 10:30 to 2. Also, 1-800 Hate Street, location TBA, featuring Voisky. So if you're into that kind of music, get down because it's going to be very, very good this evening. Tomorrow night, The Fox, I'm playing with DJ Trevor Risk, Ultra Tracks edition. That means extended dance mixes of every track, actually. I don't think we're going to play an original. We're going to play only B-side extended. And also tomorrow night, Side Chick, that's in the projection room. That's with your boy Zia. And that's all R&B. I think just all R&B. And there's something else tomorrow night, too, but I can't remember off the top of my head. Anyway, we're going to do it. Get straight into it. That's what I meant to say. Yeah. Here we go. This is Robert Wyatt. This track is called Pigs in There on Radio Zero.
Well, we're driving through Wiltshire. Very nice countryside, sky, ground, all that sort of thing. Natural marriage of natural resources. And I'm looking out the window, because I don't come from that part of the world, and I said, what's that over there? It was sort of a sort of low grey concrete thing. It was all surrounded by fields, really nice trees, but there was this sort of low, like a sort of a large square of concrete, like the foundations of a building that hadn't been built. But it had little walls, little about a foot high or something, would look like that, maybe 2 foot high, 2 foot high. And in fact, it was a sort of the top of it, and with a sort of flat roof. And I thought, oh, I see. And then I pointed as a car got past it. I said, what was that? And the country person who was with me said, that's where they keep pigs. I thought, oh, yes, I see, that's where they keep pigs. And the sun was shining down, and the grass was green, and it was all very lovely driving the country. And I suddenly thought that what that building must have been like from the inside. Pigs. In there. Pigs. In there. Pigs. In there. Pigs. In there. in there? Pigs? Huddled up in there? Pigs? Huddled up in there? Pigs? In there? In the dark?
My name is Ohama, and I live on a potato farm in Western Canada. We'll be right back.
Quelque chose que je ne comprends pas.
Thank you. taking care of business.
Where did you go?
It's not your place to ask me that anymore.
Why not?
'Cause where I go and with whom is no longer your concern.
You are taking care of business.
And how do you know?
I followed you in my blue car.
Oh, did you now?
Who were you with last night? Who were you with last night? Was it someone I know?
Look, don't ask me that, okay?
Why can't we start again? Why can't we start again?
Question. Why is it that people don't realize what they have until it's gone? You know what I mean? You try to be right by somebody, try to treat them right, and they take your kindness for granted. And then you decide to leave it alone. You know, be a man about it. You don't go oops upside the head like the average Joe probably would. You just chalk it up as experience.
Why can't we start again?
And then 5 or 6 months later, after you've moved on, and after your ex-lover has been mentally and physically burned by somebody else's guy, combined with the fact that they missed that good old-fashioned in the first place, promotes their decision in calling and interrupting your life again.
I called you, but you weren't there.
It's kind of like winning the lottery and throwing away the ticket to play again.
It don't make sense.
You know, I hear a lot of ladies complain that there are no good men left, but there are a few of us out here. The trick to love is to give your all when you have somebody who's loving you properly. 'Cause love don't sit and wait for you. It will leave your doorstep in a split second with no guarantee of a return.
Why can't we start again?
You see, love is not about games. Like, let's see who's gonna call who first. Or let me see if I can make him run after me. 'Cause eventually you start the game and wind up being captured by the game.
Where did you go?
You know the way I look at it? If you don't wanna wind up on the outside of your love bubble, you shouldn't fuck up to begin with.
I called you, but you weren't there. Where did you go?
Why not?
You weren't taking care of business.
I followed you in my blue car.
Life is too short to live alone. So if you don't have your love priorities straight, then don't call me, 'cause I won't be home.
Why can't we start again?
I called you. I called you. I called you, but you weren't there.
Thank you.
You and I in a trance again.